Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn here today. Todd Mitchell is in Mesa. Let's have a collective, Todd's in Mesa, right, Kev?
Yeah.
He's not
the only one, I'll tell you that, too. A lot of friends and family are down south missing this fun.
Yeah, no kidding. Our daughter was sending me photos last night from the Medora gathering in Arizona. It's Scottsdale, so I was like, you know, just you people can all go away. My wife is in Marco Island, Florida right now, so it's
My gosh, yeah.
And you know, here's the deal. I am done complaining about winter. It is it's winter, and we're used to this. It's been a weird one. It's been an odd one, but we still live in the greatest place on the face of the earth. We really do. Is it cold a few days? Yes. Yes, it is, but the trade-offs are enormous. You know what I mean?
I don't know why, too, but brother, I'll tell you, I'm wrapping up the morning show this morning, and I hear a noise outside, and my neighbor Grant, there he is with the plow truck in my driveway plowing us out. I said, "What are you?" He said, "I was bored." You know, that's the people. The people's why we live here.
Yeah, exactly right. You wouldn't find that kind of neighbor-to-neighbor hospitality anywhere else on earth. You're exactly right, Kev. We have the same kind of neighbors. I see one to my... my north did our sidewalk. Didn't have to. Blew it out this morning. And, of course, I'm just like, this is going to take way too long. I'm just going to have to do this later. I'm not going to be able to do it today. So I apologize in advance to the mailman because there's still some monster drifts there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
CNN has a crew at the Ukraine-Russia border right now and is reporting large numbers of Russian military vehicles are coming across. Not sure if that's fake news, but it wouldn't surprise me since they actually are showing video of this. And, of course... I know Vladimir Putin is somewhere shaking right now because the White House has said significant additional sanctions on Russia are coming within hours. So this plan to sort of say, if you do A, B, and C, then we will do A, B, and C didn't exactly work out real well, did it, Kev? Not good.
Of course not.
Not good. Everything President Trump told us on Friday, playing out in front of your television screen. It is weakness, ladies and gentlemen, and it has a massive consequence. And if you don't think what happened in Afghanistan didn't lead to this, what did we do? We just left and we let them steal our equipment? We abandoned our troops? We abandoned freedom fighters in Afghanistan? You don't think Russia and China watch that? You don't think they see that's happening? It's unbelievable. And guess what else? Look at what Justin Trudeau is doing.
Oh my gosh.
Underneath our nose, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I'll bet there are a large segment. Please tell me if you think this is too strong. Please disagree with me if you think it is not a fair statement. I would venture to say there's a large number of people within the liberal, leftist, democratic elected world that are going, gosh, I wish we could do what Justin Trudeau is doing. I really believe that. We should be able to do this. All these COVID crazies that won't put a mask on, that think that, you know, it's crazy that they should make their own decision on, COVID. I mean, let's just lock them up. Let's just scoop them up and lock them up, run them over with horses, whatever we got to do. I think that's too strong? Democrats are going, oh, I wish we could do that.
And they can do what they want to do because no one seems to be, paying any attention to it. And then, we have emergency powers. Remember that? We have emergency powers because we have an emergency, apparently. Where's the emergency exactly?
There's a big difference whether it was an emergency, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
Hello.
Number one, an emergency that China didn't tell us about, and we still walk on eggshells, and you get canceled if you say the people who died, the people who we saw suffer from COVID, there is one entity most responsible for that, and it's not somebody in some neighborhood that didn't get vaccinated. That's a whole different discussion. It is China who saw this long ago and didn't warn anybody and cooked it up in a lab that we helped pay for. Gain-of-function research. So if you want to blame anybody, blame the people that actually are responsible for it. Our reaction to it is a whole nother discussion that ought to happen. But we have a constitution here. We have state constitutions. We have a U.S. Constitution. Read it, understand it, absorb it. Very different than Canada, by the way. He can do all of this, even though it looks like it's not exactly going over well, which I think is great. But Canada has a written constitution. You know what they call it? You know what the constitution of the Canada is called, Kevin?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
The British North American Act.
Uh-huh.
Tells you all you need to know. The Parliament of Great Britain passed the act in 1867. It's to define the powers of government of the national and provincial authorities. But a large and important part of the Canadian Constitution is unwritten, like that of Great Britain. The unwritten part includes established usage and customs, ordinary laws and judicial decisions. Ding, 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 ding. Lock people up. They're protesting. We don't agree with them. Lock them up. Lock them up, ladies and gentlemen. If you dig into the Canadian governing documents, Canada is a member of the British Commonwealth of Nations. It is a self-governing democracy, equal in rank to Great Britain, but basically Elizabeth, Queen of Great Britain of Canada, is the head of state. The Governor General of Canada acts as her representative. They can do whatever they want to do, ladies and gentlemen. They can do whatever they want to do. That is not the United States of America. Thanks be to God. It's unbelievable. So Amen. How many people understand that? How many people grasp that? How many people are watching what's in Canada and going, wait a minute, that's kind of like what we've lived here the last couple of years, and this isn't supposed to happen? Wow. It is... It's hard to know which to be most outraged about right now.
Biden did extend the emergency powers, by the way, that were set to expire at the end of this month.
Yeah, the emergency powers are translation. We're going to do whatever we want to do and roll over you.
Bingo.
And thankfully, courts have been pushing back on that. Thankfully, we've been awakened to unelected health bureaucrats.
Thank you.
You know, it's so. And by the way, we have them in North Dakota. The North Dakota Department of Health has acted as some sort of fiefdom all throughout COVID. They don't answer questions. They talk down to North Dakotans. They are a runaway bureaucracy with zero accountability. Zero accountability because they're a quote-unquote public health official. I have a recent example of this. We had Dr. Peter McCullough on this program and went through, actually it took us 3 days to put out the various pieces of the interview that we did with him because there was so much there to unpack. And I wrote a column about it, summarizing some of his larger points, like, for instance, doctors are intimidated today. This is one of the reasons that they don't necessarily act in the typical patient-doctor relationship kind of realm, right? He made a lot of very strong allegations. So I went to the North Dakota Department of Health. I went to healthcare entities in the North Dakota, and I said, is he wrong? Is he right? What's your opinion on this? The one I still haven't gotten an answer on, and by the way, all of them declined to answer with the exception of the good folks at Stanford Health. And even the answers weren't exactly what I would say answers. They were sort of counter opinions. They weren't specifically answering the science that Dr. Peter McCullough was putting forward, one of which was that fully 90% of the people who either died from COVID or were hospitalized with COVID were not afforded early treatment. They didn't get one of the early treatments that are out there. So the stat we see repeatedly, which I believe to be true, that the vaccine reduces your chance of getting really bad stuff. There's no doubt about that. But if you choose not to have the vaccine for whatever reason that you choose that, and then you have COVID, or then you are hospitalized in a dire condition, shouldn't you not have early treatments available to you? Is that not America that we live in? I have a right to choose. I'll take this. I'll try that. I'll try this. Let's go. Well, Dr. McCullough says 90% of the people who were hospitalized or died did not receive access to early treatments. That's his opinion based on his research. I would like to know in North Dakota, in Minnesota, in South Dakota, what's the number? Is it 90? Is it 80? Is it 70? Is it 60? What is it? They won't answer the question. They won't answer the question. They won't counter it. And your tax dollars are paying for them. Let me know if you think you're getting your ROI on that particular situation. It really is the amazing what you can do with an emergency. You can lock up truckers. You can shame people for making a different health decision than you.
Yep.
It really is amazing. It is.
Boy, you know, that question and so many others, Scotty. You know, that's one of so many questions that they just won't answer. They won't have a debate on it. We won't have a conversation because we can't do that because, you know, some facts might get in the way.
And I saw some new studies yesterday related to masking of children, right? And nobody will actually lean into the data on masks for kids, okay? Set aside the whole mask debate for everything else and the particles and all that. Just focus in on kids and masks. Is there one credible study anywhere that says it reduces the spread and or once a youngster, a school-aged child has it, that they're super spreaders? All
that
of that is being... Everything is being turned on its head related to that, too. All right, enough of the C word. What's on your mind? Let us know. 701-258-0550. Full hour of open phone time on What's on Your Mind, and lots of guests coming up, too.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell and the team are so busy at work right now, just going to town. More slippers, more sheets, all the things that give you a better night's sleep. There's one thing you can do in cold weather, just get a better night's sleep. Just say, you know, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep and sleep well on Giza Dream Sheets that come from the Mediterranean. That perfect, perfect cotton. I'm telling you, there's something about it. You slide into bed and MyPillow sheets and you just go, ah, ah. This is so awesome. And right now, they're lowest price ever on the sheets. Also, the robes are fantastic. The sleepwear is great. The other day, got a waffle blanket. My wife likes to, you know, little work downstairs. We're both on our laptops. Fireplace is going. Slide that blanket. It's so awesome. So check it out at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. 800. It's a very special number just for our listeners. Don't call any other number for MyPillow than 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. It's funny because these construction workers are building out our expanded studios here, and they look at me and smile right before they swing the jackhammer every time, and the sledgehammer, Kev. They're kind of winking at me right now, like, "Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it?" And I told them, "Just do it. It's part of the character of the show today. We're just going to roll with it." Yesterday I was at the Fargo Dome. Here I am in studio, and I'm 100% ready to go so we can build out some new studios here.
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
Right, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that are China's fault, but us adding on is despite China, right? We're leaning into the economy. We're building back better than ever. Coming up on the show today, next hour, we have Chancellor Mark Hagerot from the North Dakota University System. We're going to talk about the process and the three finalists for NDSU president. They're getting close. The final three have been invited on campus, and what happens then is they meet with all three, and then they say, here's our pick. Here it is. So the Board of Higher Education will make that decision soon. There have been a fair amount of questions, I think, about the process, saying, wow, well, where's the sitting president? And that happens in every process. So I asked Mark to come on and just kind of talk about the process so people understand it and talk a little bit about the quality of the final three for NDSU president to replace Dean Brashani. We're also going to talk with a woman originally from Ukraine, now lives in Minnesota. I talked to her last night. Really interesting. A friend of ours, George Frankberg, who's one of our ace marketing representatives in Lakes Country of Minnesota. George and our guest Svetlana are acquainted. I think she's married to a friend of his. And he was telling me the story, and I talked to her last night. So fascinating to learn about her perspective and what she sees Putin doing and the misinformation that's out there. So looking forward to getting her take on what we see happening before our very eyes. The weakness of the Biden administration, just flat out weak. It's weak. I would love to get your take on what's happening in the Ukraine. I'd love to get your take on what's happening in Canada. I'd love to get your take about what's happening here in North Dakota. With the price of everything going up, with inflation here higher than it is on average everywhere else in the country because of our reliance on ag and energy industries. Are you okay with that? Is that just fine? Is it just, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of the economy? It's not Biden's fault. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
No, nothing to see here.
Another project that's on my mind is going to be debated before the Grand Forks City Council tonight. Is a corn milling plant proposed by a Chinese company. The company's Fufeng. And there's a article in Zero Hedge. You ever read Zero Hedge, Kev? You ever go to Zero Hedge for anything?
Yep, I do on occasion. Yep.
They kind of do a deeper dive than your typical media a little bit. And I read an article over the weekend in Zero Hedge. Senator Kevin Cramer is quoted in it, and some other officials as well that are very, very concerned about the reason that Grand Forks was selected for the location of this corn milling plant. And you think it's coincidence that, we do have corn in North Dakota and Minnesota, and certainly there'd be access to lots of corn for a corn milling plant. There's a lot of places there's corn, and there's not a Air Force installation which is being transformed into an ISR base, which has a university that is collaborating with a Space Force. Do we think that's just sort of, it just happens, no big deal? Or should we be concerned about this? The premise of the article is we should be very concerned about specifically this plant in Grand Forks. I would argue that we ought to be concerned about everything related to Chinese investment in the United States of America. I believe at the time we are in right now, given what happened with the virus, given what has happened with the Biden administration's appeasement of China, and the fact that by any, military 101 assessment, there is one enemy we all ought to fear in this world, and it is China. Russia is led by a basket case who clearly has some macho slash bravado slash ego issues, maybe a little Napoleon syndrome, and wants to do some really dumb stuff. But he doesn't have the resources that China does to be a formidable foe. China has been at war with us for 100 years. China has. 100 years. And we think they're a good trading partner because we can buy cheap stuff from them. At some point, that is going to come home to roost. Those chickens are going to come home to roost, and we're going to have an awakening. And the awakening, I think, will be that China ate our lunch. So it concerns me significantly what's happening up there, and I think we just need some scrutiny. Here would be my suggestion to everybody in Grand Forks that is salivating right now about the jobs and the infrastructure and everything that would happen from this corn milling plant. First of all, if it's a good idea to happen in Grand Forks, somebody besides the Chinese will do it. And even if that particular project goes away, because of the foresight of the last special session of the legislature, that pipeline that will bring natural gas from the west to the east can be used for all kinds of manufacturing processes, all kinds of them. So there'll be something behind that. There'll be more infrastructure. There'll be everything else. Don't be that person that wants something too bad and you being willing to cash in everything that you believe in for some jobs or for some infrastructure. Don't be that person. I beg of you, don't be that person. Don't be that city. But at a minimum, as you look at this specific project, my advice to you would be the following. Trust but verify on every level of this. And say very clearly, this project will not go forward unless we are given assurances by the Armed Services Committee of the United States Senate, by the Grand Forks Air Force Base highest leadership, by the Department of Defense. We want the national security apparatus of the United States to be okay for this project. So there's a huge caveat right there on anything and everything related to that project. Texter says the U.S. should be investing in Grand Forks, not China. I agree. Let's go. Let's go, Brandon. Where's the U.S. investment? Texter says, Scott, don't talk too loud. The Emergency Act could even come after you for supporting the truckers. Anybody, even domestic. Well, fine. The second that happens in the United States of America, I'm guessing this audience will have my back. Kevin, would you have my back?
Oh, 1,000%. Absolutely.
They locked me up along with Hillary? Lock her up. Yeah. Texter says, I tested positive for COVID on Valentine's Day. I asked about early treatment right away. Ivermectin, the antibodies. The nurse on the phone laughed. The nurse on the phone laughed.
Really?
No nurse should laugh, number one. Number two, get a new nurse. Get a new healthcare institution. Make sure the nurse's superiors know that she laughed. Early treatment is nothing to laugh about.
Wow.
More of your comments when we come back. People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media, and 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online at Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even download the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I can see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge, folks. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcido, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, and great weekend shows with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You'll never go back. Newsmax. Real news for real people.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
The world is reacting to Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. On a cold Tuesday, still blizzard conditions in the far reaches of North Dakota down Richland County way today and into Minnesota in that corner as well as South Dakota, so be careful if you're traveling. The first day this winter that when I drove home last night on I-29, I saw the gates up. they've been up before, but never at that hour, you know. So exactly. I was like, wow, there it is. I guess I'm getting off here, which I usually do anyway. But, no, it was treacherous yesterday. It really was. Slick conditions and another pileup. I'm telling you, folks, we just have to be careful. You just have to be careful. I mean, the idea that somebody's going fast enough for a pileup to occur when the conditions are that bad just makes me weep, because that's just a recipe for disaster. And it sounds like we skirted any serious injury yesterday in Mapleton. Same with the incident earlier a week or so ago in Valley City. But be careful. I think it was Friday in Valley City on 94, and then yesterday at Mapleton. I'm telling you, just there's no reason to go anything other than a inch along in this kind of weather.
Well, what's on your mind? And back off. Slow down and back off. Way off.
Yeah, no, I sit here and watch 29, I-29 all day long. And in conditions like this, I'm thinking, okay, one bad thing goes on, and I'm looking at two vehicles right now. They can't be 25 feet apart. Well, you know, you're just waiting for something to living on the edge, you know, dropping out of a plane with no parachute when you're doing that stuff. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. I know one thing that can make them better, and that's a good old-fashioned comfort food lunch today from PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today? Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Let's travel 94, take exit 92 for some hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. That's in Valley City today. Special recipe of chicken pot pie. Ooh. Harwood location off I-29 has a little chef special today. That location is expanding. That's going to be about the size of the Valley City store soon, so good stuff. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or cheesy taco today? Cheesy taco or meatloaf today. That's cheesy taco hot dish for those of you in Rio Linda. Good stuff. Sloppy Joe's today on 12th Avenue and I-29. There's Tater Tot hot dish downtown Fargo on MP Avenue. Breakfast hot dish in Yulin. Excuse me, Glendon. Glendon has the breakfast hot dish. Salisbury steak or tacos in Yulin today. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Open phone time till the top of the hour, which means you tell us what's on your mind. Some of you are doing that by text right now, but we love talking to our listeners, so call us right now. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. One more time, because Kevin loves it when we say the numbers. Don't you, Kevin? You love it.
I do.
Nice and slow. 800-228-0550. You can also text us. 701-237-1590. Back to the comments and calls in a second, but first I want to do a little bit of old business. Do you remember the call we received on Friday, Kevin, from the grandmother of a Bismarck grandchild? I think she had several grandchildren, as I recall. Some were in high school, some were in middle school.
I do. And it haunted my weekend.
did it haunt your weekend? Yeah.
Serious. That and the Leah Thomas stuff started coming up, and I just, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, the swimmer. Yeah.
Yeah, but all of it just crazy.
Right. Anyway, just quickly recap for those of you that missed it. The comment from the grandmother recalled a story that the middle school grandchild had come home with related to what was described as a wedding. And it was evidently two lesbian kids in middle school. And the teacher, this is the comment from the caller, the teacher decided to host a wedding. And there were flowers ordered, invites sent out, and over lunch they had a little ceremony. Okay? Is that how you recall it too, Kev?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so, and then there was a story about in high school that there were kids on all fours that were identifying as dogs. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
it's real.
You and I were both appalled, and we suggested at the time that we would try and get John Leon because the administration of Bismarck Public Schools is unresponsive. They just don't respond to us. They don't. We've tried many, many times to have them on, and it just is becoming futile. Okay? So we decided to reach out to John Lee. He's president of the school board, and he did get back to us, and he did a little investigation. He had heard none of this before the call that came in, which I would think if there were some things like this going on that were concerning, that maybe the school board members would be informed. I don't know. Call me crazy. He had not been informed, but he did some digging, and evidently the principal at the school in question came back and said, no, it wasn't a wedding. It was a going-away party. Oh, okay, well, that makes it much better. And that it was only in the classroom and not before the big thing. And then the statement from the Bismarck Public School Systems went on to shame us for reporting this and saying, we don't normally respond to rumors, but because these stations are doing this, we thought we better do it, da-da-da-da-da. Meanwhile, many of the questions I have yet to be answered that came directly from this grandmother. Now, when people call the show and allege something, you know, it's called What's on Your Mind. We're not going to have the ability to fact-check every call instantly, but if we see something worthy of following up on, we will follow up on, which we did. But you have to know somebody can call and pretty much say whatever it is that is on their mind. If it's totally outrageous, if they are, you know, if they are slandering somebody, we'll generally say enough of that. And I do from time to time, and some people get mad. Why did you cut that person off? Because that was over the top. That was over the top. That's why. This was a grandmother describing what her grandchildren were seeing in school. I've also been told since that this furry thing, they're called furries, the kids that go on all fours, is a thing not only in Bismarck, but other schools as well. I guess I heard some discussion about this somewhere, but I don't recall it being local. I don't recall it being here, but evidently it's a thing. Now, as I said on the air Friday to you, Kevin, to me, if a student decides to go on all fours and identify as a animal, then there clearly is some issues that need to be dealt with by the counselor, and they should not be allowed to roam the hallways. They should not be allowed to disrupt a classroom or a school, in my view. Because I'm pretty sure our tax dollars go to educating children, so if someone identifies as a dog, they maybe should go to a kennel to try and get an education there.
Well,
I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't know. But
everybody gets to be anything they want. Everybody gets to do whatever they want and be whatever they want, and you need to just get used to it, mister, and bring some doggy treats to class for that student, I guess. You know, I got nothing. Yeah, you know, we've gone from you can't make it up to really we didn't make it up. We're not making it up.
Well, again, without getting into the culture of this country right now, that people would think it's normal to identify as a dog. Let me park that for a second. If you can be anything and you want to be anything and our culture lets you be anything, there's consequences from that. And one of them, in my mind, should be in a taxpayer-funded public school institution. We educate children. If you are identifying as something other than a male or a female, then you are going to need to be dealing with education somewhere else or in some sort of setting that doesn't disrupt the rest of the kids. I don't think that's too much to ask.
But we're here for the good of all.
When
not you.
The proper investigation has been done on these two allegations and we know more details, we will have a guest, hopefully from the Bismarck School Board, on. But for those people that said it was fake news or it wasn't true and it was distorted, keep your powder dry because we do not have all the answers to our questions as of yet. And once again, the leadership and the administration of the Bismarck School District is more interested in putting out snarky statements than they are in answering the questions of the people who pay their salaries. That is wrong on many levels.
I want to know what they mean by going away party, too. What is that all about? Is it a going away party from the honeymoon or what?
I don't know. Maybe it was a going away party versus a thing, and maybe there was a case where two kids identified as the same sex, and so it's sad one's leaving the other. I don't know. It ought not happen in a classroom, and the teacher ought to be held accountable. Period.
There you go. Period.
Clinton Bismarck, you're next. I want something in mind. Go, Clint.
Of our overused phrases of 2020 and 2021, frontline worker, what does that mean? A canary in a coal mine? We are in this together with who? We're going to bail out the world. We're going to go over and take care of the Ukraine. But the south border is wide open. North of the border, we have human rights violations. We have a guy in front of his semi-tractor kneeling with his hands behind his head and we're all for the blue, but look what happens to the blue. They turn into communist enforcers. They're kneeing this guy in the back. This all took place. The guy that took the video was jailed. His camera equipment is taken away. And we're going to put sanctions on Russia. What about Canada? What are Hovind and Kramer doing about this? Nothing, I'm sure. And what about our governor? We truly need to take sanctions and take a stand for the fine people of Canada and for all those fine truckers out there that Ontario, I don't mean this for the people, but the politicians should go hungry. Those trucks. If I was a trucker delivering to Canada, I would not go to Ontario. You guys should suffer.
Yeah, you've said a lot there, and I have a hard time disagreeing with anything you said. I'm not sure statements from a senator or a governor is going to affect Justin Trudeau. It's the Canadian government. It'd be different if Tim Walz in Minnesota was doing this, and you could have a coalition of folks. But I think. Yeah, sanctions, how, what? What does North Dakota specifically do in the way of sanctions? What's within their power?
We've got a big wide border. I realize it's an international border, but I guess maybe we need to take whatever stance we possibly can. And you know what? Those two senators that won't say anything, these Canadian truckers were kind of like, some of the people that were...
But again, Clint, let me just stop you there. I'm not for anybody saying anything. It means nothing to say something. And by the way, Kevin Kramer was very strong on this Friday with Donald Trump. We talked about Trudeau, and Kramer ripped him. So he's already said something, but I don't get warm and fuzzy when an elected leader, anybody, says anything. I want them to do something. You know, I just think it's the idea that we sit back and say something! Why don't you say something? Well, who cares? Do something. Do something. No, I don't want to hear about letters being written. I don't want to hear about how outraged we are. What are we doing about it? And I think the question I would ask you is... Say that again?
Can those senators put a coalition? I'll bet there's...
They could write a letter together. Yeah, we sent a letter and we're mad. I think we got to do a little more strategic thinking than that. But I do share your outrage. Question is, what do we do about it? Tell me when we come back.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-price steel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size phone pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsta blankets, $9.99. And lip balms, assorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osanas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m. Find out about everything you need to know about the relief that's available to you from chronic fatigue, his breakthrough treatment in concussions and brain injury. Great success for many patients in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. I know many folks that have done this and said, wow, thankfully the COVID fog is gone. My taste and smell is back. This works great. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center, Fargo. This expert will be here, Dr. Scott Scher. You can learn from the experts. This is a free event. It costs you nothing. And it's sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients right now. Wow, an amazing place. I've been there. I've done the dives. I am a full-throated fan of hyperbaric oxygen treatment, things I've seen with my own daughter and a concussion from volleyball. things I've seen with my friend, Dr. Rusty Ort, not Dr. Rusty Ort, Rusty Ort, who's been a guest of our program before, along with a fellow by the name of Dr. Hartsch, Paul Hartsch, who is a expert also on hyperbaric oxygen treatment, who told us that Rusty's brain scan was the worst TBI he'd ever seen of any analysis of any military-related concussion. Pretty amazing. And Rusty, with the help of hyperbaric oxygen treatment, got his life back. So this is pretty amazing. The clinic's open now. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com. And join us Saturday, March 5th, free, 3 p.m. Great place to talk to the experts. Paul in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention something you forgot in the city council meeting up here in Grand Forks. They're also going to be discussing a proposal to introduce hate crime legislation. I just wanted to urge everyone to either write to city council or show up tonight at 5:30. They pick at random who gets to speak, so if you show up early, you might get a chance to say something. But I just hope people would understand. I mean, from my perspective, the interracial crime in this country is getting out of control, and the majority of it is against white people. And I think it would help if these hate crime legislations actually spelled out white people in their legislation. And that's all I would ask that they amend to it. But I don't think anybody should be hating anybody. But we see that these hate crime legislations protect white people the least, even though they're the most victimized by this kind of stuff. So that's all I wanted to say. But I guess that China thing is going on, too, so that's a bit concerning. But I'm glad someone's willing to spend money in North Dakota.
Well, I'm glad somebody's willing to spend money in North Dakota as well. I do worry about what comes with allowing that investment to be spent by the Chinese, because they don't invest dollars of this size without the CCP being involved. And, you know, I mean, you talk about intellectual property on agriculture and the game-changing, world-changing research that is done right here. I don't think we should just hand it over to the Chinese, A. And B, if you think it's an accident that they're locating it in Grand Forks, where there is a new mission at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, I got a bridge to sell you. Space Force mission,
yeah.
ISR mission. So let's not have situational ethics. Let's trust but verify and all that and say not $1 will be accepted from this project until the highest levels of our armed services apparatus, national security apparatus, have signed off on it. If I were a citizen of Grand Forks, and I was for 18 years, I'd be singing that from the mountaintops tonight before that city council for sure.
Sure. Yeah, I guess, stuff like this China stuff and this, I guess it is a coincidence that it comes up with this hate crime stuff, but, you know, this is just adding to the rising of white populism and nationalism, in my opinion. So it is kind of odd that it all is coming up at once. But, you know, if our people assert themselves, you know, I think that's the best way to tackle both issues, frankly. But I love your show, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Paul. I'm sad to hear that Grand Forks thinks there's a need for hate crime legislation, because I would hope all of us could just have a basic, simple worldview to say every one of us is made in the image and likeness of Christ. That is, regardless of race, color, creed, whatever. Human beings ought not hate other human beings, and that's why we have laws. Because if you harm someone, no matter whatever drove you to harm them, you should be held accountable to the law. I just don't see a need for hate crime legislation. I think it's feel-good stuff. I really do. Another question, Kevin. I want to test you on this. If the trucker convoy wasn't in Ottawa, but it was in Bismarck or Fargo,
okay,
would we be okay with people blocking the streets?
In this case, yes, I'd be fine with it.
See,
I know most of Ottawa was, too.
Yeah, well, I think it got people's attention. I think if it went on for a long time, I'd be the first to say, is there another way to get your message across without blocking the streets? In other words, I applaud these truckers. I applaud what they did. But I can see where there would be how does emergency responders happen? If somebody's in a downtown 10-story building and we can't get an ambulance to them, you know, and as I understand
it,
once Ottawa asked, hey, will you go over to this area, they did. So I think they covered it there. But I do think some folks have raised that question today by text, and I think that's a fair question. I also like your idea, Kev. Just park the truck.
Yeah.
Just park the truck and say,
just
you know
go
what?
Home.
Yep, exactly right. Anyway, we're going to get Josh in South Dakota on this topic and others when we continue. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.